This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're going to learn a sugya today. Hopefully this sugya is somewhat of a familiar friend to you. It's the sugya in the very beginning of Yud Daled Amud Aleph. It starts on the last words, on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Hahu aros va'arusasai da'asu l'kamed Rabbi Yosef. There was an aros and arusa that came before Rabbi Yosef. An aros and arusa came before Rabbi Yosef. He amra minei. She says it was from him. What does that mean, she says it was from him? She says that she's pregnant from him. She says that he was the one who made her pregnant. And he concedes, V'hu amar, he says, in mina, it was from me. Now, what does it mean, he says that it was from him? How would he know who she lived with? So he knows that he was mezana with her one time, meaning she says, I was mezana with him. And he says, yeah, I was mezana with her. Doesn't mean he knows for sure he's the father. Could, maybe she was mezana with somebody else. But he does concede that he was mezana with her. And the Gemara says that she's believed. Why? What should we be concerned for? First of all, he's Maida. And furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the halacha is like Ram Gamliel. So the Gemara says, really? Would Ram Gamliel be Maida in such a case if he didn't concede? But we only go like Rabban Gamliel l'chatchila if it's Rav Ksheirim. Here it's Rav Psulim, because everyone is usher to her because she's an arusa. So, if you remember on Daf Samach Tesa Medbez, in your favorite Masechta, in Maseches Yevamos, the Gemara talks about a chashash that an arusa who's mezana with the arus, it could be, we say, the following svara. Mida afkara, the fact that she was mafka herself to her aros. She's not to live with an aros. Kala asura labala kanida. A woman is not to live with her aros before nisuin. So the Gemara says that if an aros is pregnant, there's a chshash mamzerus, because we say mida afkara nafsha la rusasa afkara nafsha la alma. And therefore, why don't we apply the svara of afkara? Right, the Gemara says Baal Arusasai Bebeis Chamiv, the Vlad's a mamzer, because we say Chayshinon Mida Afkara Nafshel Gabi Aras Afkara Nafshel La'ama. Now, the Gemara in Yevamos Samach Tesam Bebeis brings a shita of Rav that someone who lives with the Arusa Bebeis Chamiv, the Vlad is a mamzer. You hear this? The Gemara brings the Vlad's a mamzer. The Gemara says in the Lishna Kama, Mida afkara nafsha legabe aros afkara nafsha la'ama. Now, it's a machloikis there in the Gemara. So, let's see Tosfos over here. Yeah, please look at Tosfos in Ksubis, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom two lines. Okay, Tosfos, Ksubis, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom two lines. Tosfos asks, Umiyu Kasha, it's Shver, Lelishna Kama B'Yavamas, B'Soif, Perek, Almana, according to the first Lashon in Yevamos, in the end of Perek Almana, there's a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel Biba. What does that mean, there's a machloikis Rav and Shmuel Biba? Where he lived with her. If the Arus lived with the Arusa, there's a machloikis whether the Vlad is a mamzer or not. So Tosfos says, Miu kasha lishna kam b'yivam soy perek amana de pligi Rav Shmuel b'ba Even if she's not suspected from the world, pligi de dilma mi daafkur anaf shalagabe oris mafkur anaf shalagabe alma. I ha'amar hacha chada de kamoide. But over here we say the baal is moide, umashma, that it's kosher even according to Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua would say that when the baal is moide was me, the vlad's kosher. But, and that Gemara is where the baal is moide, that uba kemoide, dummy. If he lives with her, it's like he's being moide. Moide in our Gemara is he doesn't say I'm the father. He says I lived with her. It's not talking about where he followed her around to make sure that she wasn't mezana with anyone else. Ubein l'Rav, ubein l'Shmuel, asur hu bebas Yisrael, and both according to Rav and Shmuel, the vlad is asur to bas Yisrael. The shtuki the kamar l'Shmuel, haynu the asur bas Yisrael l'kulei lishna. So in other words, what Tosfos is asking is that according to the Lishna Kama and the Gemara Yevamos, that when the Arus lives with the Arusa, there's a chash that just like she was mafka herself to the Arus, she was mafka herself to others, the Vlad is not kosher. So why over here do we say, Lekulei Alma, the Vlad is kosher, what happened to the chash of Mida Afkara? So Tosfos says a very interesting answer. Tosfos says, Yesh Lechalek, this look in the last five lines of Tosis. Deba dahasam haynu shepamachas bala. That Gemara that says that when he lived with her, we have to be choishesh, that she was mafka herself to other people. There it's talking about one time he lived with her. Ba over there is one time he lived with her. But our Gemara, where he says he concedes, it means he lived with her multiple times. Av moida dahacha de ka'amar minei, but the moida over here that he says that is from him. Haynu sheba aleha biyos harbe. The ba means that he lived with her many times. V'haya ragel etzla tamid, and he was frequent with her always. So the way Tosis gets out of the stira is that Tosis says, yes, if he would have only lived with her one time, then we would definitely apply the rule, Mida afkara nafsha lagabe aras, ma afkara nafsha lagabe alma. But in our Gemara, it's talking about where he lived with her many, many times. So we presume that since he lived with her many times, he probably is the father. Ma she'in kein, in the Gemara Yevamos, where he only lived with her one time, there's a chashash of afkara. Now, the Ramban also asked Tosis this question. And the Ramban gives two answers. He says either our Gemara is going according to the Lishna Basra over there that does not subscribe to the chashash of afkara. The Ramban says, V'hadu Rabbi Yosef Asya Kalishna Basra. V'aminan hasam beperek almana l'koin gadol, gabe hahi de'idmar hasam, haba al arusasoy bebeis chamiv, rava mar havlad mamzer. And we say over there, in the Lishna Basra, that by ba, everybody agrees that we are assume he was the father. But according to the Lishna Kama, it doesn't go out, it doesn't work out. And then the Ramban gives a very unusual answer, a very difficult answer. Inami, the Ramban says, Legabe Vlad Chayshinan. When do we have a chash of Mida Afkar Nafsha Legabe Arusasa Afkar La'alma? That's only. And that Gemara is talking about the status of the child. But our Gemara is talking about the status, her status to her husband. Meaning, regarding the kashrus of the child, we have to be suspicious. Maybe, mida afkar nafsha legabe arus, mafkar nafsha legabe alma. But regarding her being able to stay with her husband, then we say that regarding the husband, regarding that, we say that we presume that she is kishera. So regarding the husband, she's not usher. Our Gemara in Ksubis on Yudalid is talking about regarding her husband. The Gemara in Yevamos is talking about regarding the Vlad. Now this is a very difficult answer, what the Ramban means. Why should we be mechalek between the woman and the Vlad? Why regarding the woman herself do we not suspect she lived with anybody else? But regarding the Vlad, we do suspect she lived with someone else. How could you even say such a thing? The Rav Shlomo Hyman writes that a very novel pshat in the chshash of Mida Afkara. It's not, well, if we see she was mezana one time, so we suspect maybe she was mezana more. No, that's not that. We're not worried about such a thing. The way Rav Shlomo Hyman explains it is, if there is a suffix that a woman is mezana because she's pregnant, now we have to be concerned about the status of the Vlad. So regarding the Vlad, the Gemara's mechadesh, that we can't be mevara the suffix just because she was mezana with the aros, because maybe she was mezana with somebody else. So Tosfos wants to say that if we're choshesh for that legabe the uber, then we have to be choshesh for that legabe the woman as well. However, the Ramban holds that the chshash of mida afkara was never said legabe the woman, because legabe the woman, we're not going to dream up of our own. There's a suffix over here. The whole chashash of Afkara is only said legabi the Vlad, because when a woman's pregnant, so now there's a suffik lefaneinu, what happened? But if there's no Vlad here, there's no reason to be suspicious in general. Meaning Rav Shlomo Hyman holds that the chashash of mida Afkara is only when there's tangible evidence that an act of impropriety occurred. And when there, what is tangible evidence impropriety occurred when a woman is pregnant? So now, and don't say, well, he lived with her, because maybe just like she lived with him, she lived with other people. But stam legabe a woman, we have a chshash regarding her husband. So the Ramban is of the opinion mida afkara was never said regarding her status with her husband, because it's only mida afkara is a svara of when you don't know what happened over here, we have to be concerned for that possibility. But the whole concern of we don't know what happened over here is only in the realm of the Vlad, because the Vlad is tangible evidence that something occurred that was somewhat questionable and improper. I want to show you a question of the Pnei Yeshua over here. Well, we'll see. Basically, the question is this Shas idea, Mida Afkara Nafshal Lagabe Aris, Afkara Nafshal Lagabe Alma, is that a general concern? Or, like Rav Shlomo Hyman wants to say, no, that whole idea is only when there's a Shash Lefanenu. And don't say, well, we'll interpret it that it probably followed the husband, when there's also the possibility that she was mezana with somebody else. Pnei Yeshua asks, you know, throughout the last couple of Mishnayos, Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that the woman is not believed until she brings a raya ledvareha, right? So let's say Ra'ua Midaberes, or Nivala, or Meuberes. So Rabbi Gamliel says Ne'amenes, Rabbi Yeshua says Eino Ne'aman. Until she brings a raya that it was a kosher or a kohen. So ask Bnei Yeshua, and let's say she brings a raya, she was mezana with the kohen. Very nice, but who says the kohen's the father? Maybe she was mezana with the kohen. Umida afkar atzma, it's a kohen. She was mafkar herself to somebody else also. Rav Gamliel says we believe her. Rav Gamliel says she was mezana with the kohen, we believe her. But Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't believe her until she brings a proof. But even if she brings a proof, so she brings a proof she lived with this guy. Great! But that doesn't mean this guy's the father. Maybe she lived with this guy and another guy, the Pnei Yeshua asks. So Rav Shlomo Hyman says, Pnei Yeshua doesn't have a question to begin with. Because Mida Afkara is not a general svara. Mida Afkara is only a factor we throw in when there's tangible evidence before us that an act of propriety was done. That meaning, regarding the Vlad. Says Vakashali, Afilu imaisi raya, shenivala. Even if she brings a proof that she was nivala, mikasher, right? Rabbi Shua says until she brings a raya, she was nivala lakasher. My mahani, akati ikilamechash. We should still be concerned. Ki hechid afkanar shel gabi dahi, hachinam afkanar shel achwini, umi psul nisabra. So, like I mentioned, Reb Shlomo Hyman says, Afkara is not a svara that we say on our own. But let's work within the realm of the Pnei Yeshua. That why would Reb Yeshua say that he's believed, that she's believed if she brings a proof, but maybe she was also mezana with somebody. So Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnah also asks this question. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Mem Toimer, Uma Moyo Raya Shazel Kasha Mikomagam Dilma. Nechosh Dilma Afkar Nami Lachwini, the Nivala L'Pasol. So listen to this. What does Ram Gamliel hold? Ram Gamliel holds we believe her. If she says, I was Mazana with the Koyen, so she has a Cheskas Kashrus, and we believe her. But Rabbi Yeshua says, no, maybe she was Mazana with somebody else. Rabbi Yeshua only argues on Ram Gamliel if she was definitely Mezana, and the question is, to who? So she has a weak Chazaka. Aval, Besveika, but if we're Mesupik, the Afgara, where the question is, was she Mezana again with someone else? According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're believed. So again, the Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking the Pnei Yeshua's question, that why would Rabbi Yeshua say that Ad Shetavi Raya L'Dvareha, which implies once she brings a raya to her words, she's believed it's a kasher. Why don't we say once she lived with a kasher, maybe she also lived with a pasul? So Rabbi Kiva Eger is basically saying that Rabbi Yeshua only argues on Ram Gamliel if she vadai was Mezana. We know she was Mezana. We don't know who. So Rabbi Yeshua says we can trust her about who. But once she brings a raya that she lived with so-and-so, then Rabbi Yeshua would agree to Ram Gamliel that we shouldn't also suspect she lived with someone else. Again, Rav Shlomo Hyman says that according to him, the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva Eger don't have a question to begin with. Rav Shlomo Hyman says that Afkara is only a cheshash when we have tangible suffek lefanenu and we don't know the source of it. But just to suspect in general, well, what maybe just like she lived with one person, she lived with someone else, according to Reb Shlomo Hyman, that's not a chashash, but clearly you see from Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Pnei Yeshua that it is. And the answer of Rabbi Kiva Eger is, Rabbi Yeshua only says that we have to suspect it's a pasul when we know there's vadais nus. When we know there's vadais nus, then we're concerned. But if, let's say, she brings a proof who it was to, then we don't just dream up of it on our own. Well, maybe she was Mazana with somebody else. So these are just a few guidelines of this rule of Afkara, which we had in Yevamos, Samach Tesamabez. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day. Afreilich and Chanukah. And Bracha Vatzlacha. Stay tuned for the upcoming schedule. Tonight, this week we're going to do Monday and Tuesday, but there is a possibility we'll do an Amud tonight. That is a strong possibility that we'll do Tesvav Amud Aleph tonight, because in all likelihood we'll have three this week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then next week, Sunday. Okay? Shkoyach, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.